Welcome to Moment of Truth with Brother Chris. This program is designed to bring you God's undying truth that will transform your life and prepare you for the kingdom of God.
All around is
glory to Jesus. I welcome you, my dear friends, to Moment of Truth. As I share the word of God with you today, I believe that you will experience the miraculous power of God in your life. No matter what you are passing through right now, God has a message for you. So I encourage you to pay attention to the message I'm about to preach. My name is Brother Chris. My dear friends, there comes a time in our lives that we wonder why things are the way they are. I'm talking about those who are children of God, who have accepted Christ as their Savior. We wonder why we are in the unpleasant situation we find ourselves. At such times, we wonder why God will let such bad things happen to us. There are so many questions, but no answer. But the truth is, there is always a reason why things happen the way they happen. So in today's broadcast, I shall be preaching on the topic, When You Wonder Why. When you wonder why. I would like to start by saying, no man is able to understand fully the eternal purpose of God. That is, no one can exactly say that he or she understands why God allows things to happen the way they happen. And the reason is because God's ways are not the ways of man, and God's thoughts are not the thoughts of man. We see this in Isaiah 55 verses 8 and 9. We must always remember this if we want to live fulfilling lives as children of God. Therefore, whenever God allows anything to happen, then know that there is a reason. And the Bible shows us some reasons why things happen to children of God that make them wonder why. We shall consider these reasons in this broadcast. But whatever the reason, God is always in charge of what goes on in this life. So if you are listening to me right now, and you are in a situation that is making you wonder why, I am trusting God that you will find answer to your questions in Jesus' name. One major reason people pass through bad situations that make them wonder why is the presence of sin. The presence of sin. Sin in the life of a child of God exposes him to terrible situations. Sin kills like cancer. It destroys the life of people. Sin has a way of attracting evil things to those who commit it. Most people find themselves in terrible situations because knowingly or unknowingly, they allow sin into their lives. God told the children of Israel that he will bless them abundantly if they obey him and do what was right. He also told them that if they disobeyed him and committed sin, then he will allow curses to come upon them. You can read this in Deuteronomy chapter 28, the entire chapter. But in verses 45 and 46 of Deuteronomy chapter 28, God said, and I read, all these curses shall come upon you and shall pursue you and overtake you until you are destroyed because you hearkened not unto the voice of the Lord thy God to keep his commandments and statutes which he commanded thee. And there shall be upon you for a sign and for a wonder. Here the Bible passage tells us that there will be curses and problems when a child of God disobeys God and commits sin. As a matter of fact, it says that the problems will be a sign and a wonder. It will make you wonder why. And it may interest you to know that the children of Israel suffered each time they committed sin in the sight of God. Another reason things happen that make a child of God wonder why is when he is being tested by God. When God is testing you, he allows certain things happen to you that will make you wonder why. At such times, God allows you to pass through bad situations because he wants to test your integrity. He wants to know what is in your heart. An example of this is seen in the story of a man called Job. The Bible tells us that Job was a perfect and upright man who avoided evil. He was such a righteous man that God boasted about him. And because God was boasting about Job, the devil came to tempt him. With God's permission, the devil brought a lot of problems upon Job. In one day, Job's 10 children died. His 7 sons and 3 daughters died on the spot. All his servants were killed, and all his properties were either stolen or destroyed. Job lost everything in one single day. Why? Because God was testing his integrity. When such a thing happens to a man, he will have no choice but to wonder why. This story teaches us that it's also possible for someone who is holy and righteous to find himself or herself in a bad situation. So it is not all problem that is caused by sin. And if the bad situation did not come because of sin, then it is most likely that it is a test from God. And when you find yourself in such a situation, you must make sure that you maintain your integrity and faith in God. Do not allow the bad situation to put you down. And do not become angry with yourself or with God. This was exactly what Job did. He maintained his integrity and had the same testimony that he had before he had the bad situations. We read this in Job chapter 2 verse 3. Job 2 verse 3. The Bible tells us that God replaced everything Job lost and blessed him even more because he passed the test by maintaining his integrity despite the bad situation that came upon him. Today, there are also children of God who are passing through challenges of life because God is testing their integrity. But instead of holding on to their integrity, they have compromised and forsaken the life of righteousness. Hear me, if you are a child of God who is living in holiness, but you are still passing through life challenges, then I want you to be strong and hold on to integrity, because God will surely bring you out and make you shine like a star. Hallelujah. Another reason things happen to someone that will make them wonder why is when that person is under the attack of the devil. My dear friends, the devil is the greatest enemy of man and has been attacking man right from the Garden of Eden. And when the Lord Jesus was physically on earth, he spoke about the devil. In John chapter 10 verse 10, Jesus said, "The thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy." This means that the devil is out there to steal from us, to kill us, and to destroy our destinies. And he does so whenever he has the opportunity. The Bible also tells us in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8, 1 Peter 5 verse 8, that our adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, is walking about looking for whom he may devour. The devil is looking for those to swallow up, because he's our enemy. The ultimate aim of the devil is to remove us from God's plan. The devil launches attack on our health, on our marriage, on our family, on our jobs, on our businesses, and our ministry, and indeed everything good that God has given to us. And when someone comes under the devil's attack, you notice that suddenly things turn upside down. Terrible sicknesses appear from nowhere. Marriages break up for no good reason. Sources of income run dry, and financial difficulties emerge. Everything just begins to go wrong. And in such situations, people wonder why. Why? Why? We see an example of the attack of the devil in the Gospel of Luke chapter 13, verses 11 to 16. Luke 13, 11 to 16. This passage tells us about a woman whose health was attacked by the devil for 18 years. The woman suffered under the bondage of the devil until Jesus delivered her. And the strange thing about this story is that the woman was the daughter of Abraham, and still the devil attacked her. I believe that this woman must have been wondering why she had to suffer this infirmity, even as a daughter of Abraham. But thank God for Jesus. When Jesus met the woman, he destroyed the devil's attack on her health and gave her victory. Nowadays, there are also children of God passing through different challenges because of the attack of the devil. Such challenges may be in the form of persistent and protracted sickness, barrenness, and miscarriages, or it may be in the form of stagnancy, backwardness, delay in marriage, or premature death. All these are signs of the attack of the devil. But the good news, dear child of God, is that Jesus has the power to put an end to the attack of the devil. The Bible says that Jesus has been made manifest that he may destroy all the works of the devil. So if you're under the attack of the devil, then you should go to the Lord in prayers. And the same Jesus that delivered the daughter of Abraham will deliver you. Praise the Lord. Another reason something bad may happen to a child of God is when it is for God's glory. When it is for God's glory. God is glorified when he performs miracles. And for him to do that, he needs us. God can therefore allow certain challenges to come upon his child because he wants to use it for his glory. In such case, it is not because God is testing your integrity or because of the attack of the devil, but because God wants his name to be glorified in that situation. We see an example of this in the Gospel of John chapter 11 verses 1 to 45. John 11, 1 to 45. Here we read of the story of a man called Lazarus. Lazarus and his sisters were friends of Jesus, but he fell sick. When Lazarus became sick, his sisters sent a message to Jesus to come and heal him. They had seen Jesus heal people and knew that Jesus would like to come and heal his friends. But surprisingly, Jesus did not show up. And before anyone knew what was happening, Lazarus died. Oh yes, Jesus' friend died. And I know it makes you wonder why. Why would Jesus allow his friend to die of sickness? Why did he not show up on time to heal him? Indeed, situations like this make people wonder why. But there is a reason why Jesus allowed things to go this way. And the reason is seen in verse 4 of that passage. And it says, when Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Here the Bible tells us clearly that the sickness and death of Lazarus was to bring glory to God and the Son of God. And you ask, how will someone's sickness and death bring glory to God? Well, read the entire story. The Bible tells us that 4 days after Lazarus had been dead and buried, Jesus arrived and raised him from the dead. This miracle made so many people to believe in Jesus and also brought glory to the Almighty God. So if you are passing through challenges right now and you know it is not because of any sin you committed, then it is likely that God wants to glorify himself in your life. So relax and hold on to your faith. Jesus is on the way to your house. Hallelujah. My dear friends, you have heard the word of God. Now I want you to take time and think about your life. Why do you think you are in the situation that you are right now? Is it because of sin? Then you must genuinely repent and ask God for forgiveness. But if you are sure there is no sin in your life, then please don't give up. Continue to maintain your integrity, your righteousness, while praying for God's intervention. I may not know your situation right now. I may not know what it is that is making you wonder why. But I know that there is a way out of that your situation. And Jesus is that way. And as we pray today, he will bring you out in Jesus' name. And for those who are not yet born again, those who are still living in sin day by day, you are already in the devil's trap. But Jesus can also save you if you repent from your sin and call upon his name. Now, let us pray. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who have repented from their sin. Lord, have mercy upon them and forgive them. Perform the miracle of salvation in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for those who are passing through challenges and wondering why. Lord, I ask that you intervene in their situation right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for those under the attack of the devil. Father, deliver them and give them breakthrough in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, I ask that you touch everyone listening to me right now and perform the miracle that they need. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen and amen. My dear friends, I believe that God has done something in your life. But if you have questions or you need prayers and counseling, then feel free to call me. The number to dial is 090-994-8888. 090-994-8833. That is 090-994-8833. This is Brother Chris asking you to tune in. Same time, same station. God bless you.